No sirens, please. Before becoming a caregiver, I used to think that growing old was done gracefully, or that one just faded into the sunset. I've since realized that for some, it is a series of real or perceived illnesses or medical emergencies, strung together like prayer beads. Sometimes the ambulance ride is not an emergency, but an outing, a respite from the repetition of bingo, Trivial Pursuit, and the CBC News. No flashing lights, no sirens, please. Propelled onto the emergency room stage, crowded with learned young doctors, breathing machines, agile, competent nurses, monitoring machines, a host of hospital technicians, ultrasound, X-ray, and other diagnostic machines. The senior, a supporting role star, fitted in among the triage of life's emergencies. Car accidents, heart attacks, severed limbs, stabbing and gunshot wounds. Hours later, tests often return negative. Then, the tired elderly patient is reassured that nothing is wrong. At least nothing but old age. The return ambulance journey begins, back to the regimented routine of the seniors' complex. But contentedly clutching the verbal prescription, death is not imminent. No flashing lights, no sirens, please.